beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. I'm so glad to see you. Here we ended up at the same place at the same time again today. I like our visiting together. I was walking down the street, neighborhood of make-believe, and also my own neighborhood, saw all these beautiful trees. Some of them were very fat, and some of them were very thin. Some of them had branches that went out like this. Others had shapes that were like that. So different. All the trees were so different. Were you wondering what that thing was that I brought today? I'll show you.
It's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear it? Inside there, I think, are some stones. Because it was Mr. Farnham and his daughter who told me I could bring it. Oh, there's some other things of theirs in the kitchen. I'll show you what they are. Come along. They said to put it on the two rollers. No rollers there. Yep, that must be it. Now, the Farnhams are lapidarians. Mm-hmm. Do you know what lapidary means? That is the art of working with stones. Mm-hmm. So many stones. Well, wait, I'm going to show you some of these that they have here right now. Here's jasper. See how different all these are? This is tertillo from Mexico. This is a piece of jade from Wyoming. And this is called snowflake. Can you see? Looks like a lot of little snowflakes in there. That's from Utah. And this is a piece of geode. Isn't that interesting? Look at all those different signs on there. Boy, all the stones are so different. If you'd go out and find stones either in the forest or along the beach somewhere, each one of them would be different. Mm-hmm. One might be that big, another might be that big, one might be one color, another with little flakes on them. Every stone in the whole world is different, just like every person in the whole world's different. You know, even twins, they might look the same outside, but inside, everybody's different. That's why everybody's special. You certainly are. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. You are my friend. I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Yep, only one like you. There's somebody at the door. Maybe it's the Farnhams. Let's see. Mr. Farnham, come in.
Thank you.
Hi, Cindy, how are you? Good to see you. I have all the things set up in the kitchen. And I brought in the tumbler that you asked me. I'll take your hat. Come right in. Now, these are my friends. These are the Farnhams, and they're going to show us about some of these stones.
Now, this is a rock saw.
A saw?
Yes. Around the edge of this is a lot of diamonds, just little diamonds. You couldn't wear them in your ring. Uh-huh. It actually does not saw, it actually files, just like a file.
Oh.
Now let me show you how it works. Cindy, will you plug it in? This is a piece of rhodochrosite, and in there it looks just like the center of an orange.
It certainly does.
And this material comes from.
Isn't that beautiful? Where does it come from?
Argentina.
Mm-hmm. And is this the? Oh, I see.
And that Boy, is that's the way something it slices that off.
That adults do, isn't it? Mm-hmm. See that part that came. That was right like that. And then Mr. Farnham sliced it right through there. Well, you have to be careful, don't you?
Well, you have to be careful if you want to get a good, nice slice.
I guess so. Now, what do you do with the stones after you've cut them like that?
Well, when we cut them up this way, we put them in the tumbler.
I see. And this is the tumbler, isn't it?
And the tumbler tumbles these stones just like nature did with the... and the ocean, mm-hmm. where the surf will come up and bring the stones in, and it tumbles over and over, and as it comes back, it rolls, and it rolls it smooth. Well, rather than taking years to do this, we put it in the tumbler, and it only takes not more than 2 months to bring out a nice polish. Mm. Would you like to see how it runs?
I'd love to see the tumbler.
Yeah, I'll
Wouldn't
turn
you?
It on for you.
Okay.
There, that is.
And there are stones in there, aren't there? Around the tumble. And that goes for a long time, does it?
Yes, it will take about 2 months. It depends upon the type of stone that we are tumbling. It takes about 2 months to tumble a stone and bring it out to a fine polish. And some stones, now like this one, for instance, this would only take probably 6 weeks.
But all the time
it's
going.
It's all going all the time. It never stops.
Day and night, around and around. Boy, those stones have a long trip. Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, look at them. It looks as if it has stripes on it. And that looks as if it has little hairs in it. That's beautiful. What kind is that?
It is known as cullet.
Cullet.
Mm-hmm.
They all have names, and they're all different. Oh, boy, do I like them. What do you do with them then after you have them all shined?
Oh, we make them into pendants and bracelets and necklaces and things like that.
You do that yourself?
Yes.
You have your own shop, don't you?
Yes, we have our own shop. We do all of our own work.
Cindy, have you worked at it a long time?
Oh, I'm working at it now for about 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it takes a lot of practice, and each time that you do more, you get better.
Yes, I think we do.
Did you just leave your shop? Did you leave a note on it or something so people would know where you were?
No, we just left it for a little while, and we have to get back.
Oh, gee, I'm just so grateful that you'd show us these things.
Well, we're glad to do that.
Tell me, Mr. Farnham, one other thing I wanted to see was this, because you had sawed that once before,
mm-hmm.
didn't you?
Yes.
I like to see how they look before you work with them. Now, that was the whole piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And then inside, look at that. You see, that doesn't look much like anything at all. And then when you sawed it through, look how beautiful it was inside. Those, what are those called, those things around the edges?
Well, it's all chalcedony. And then the crystal is in the center. And this has been aged. This is much older on the outside than is the center crystal.
I see.
The middle crystal is only about 200 million years old.
200 million years old? My goodness. Could we call it Chalicidney?
It could be called Chalicidney. That would be the right name for it.
Chalice, say hello to Sydney. Well, I'd like to help you take these things back to your shop.
I'm going to have Mr. McFeely pick them up.
Oh, Mr. McFeely. He helps us sometimes, too.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he's one of the good neighbors around here. Thanks so much for bringing those things. Get your hat here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Say goodbye to our friends, the Farnhams. You're good neighbors. We're mighty glad you're in our neighborhood. Bye-bye. Somebody at the back door. Boy, isn't this a busy day? Yeah, let's go see who it is. Who's at the back door? Come in, please. Mr. Anybody.
It's me.
Welcome home.
Thank you. It's sure good to be back.
Remember Mr. Anybody? Where have you been?
Well, for a while I was on the other side of everywhere.
Other side of everywhere.
And I stayed in a lovely town once called Anyplace.
Any place. Who were you there?
I was a flower for a while.
Uh-huh.
But then, when a bee came to visit me, I decided to be a bee. You ever been a bee?
No, I've never been a bee.
You ever been a bee?
Try being one.
Or a bird? If you've heard a bird, then you can be a bird.
Mr. Anybody, who are you today?
Who would you like me to be?
Who
shall I be today, this day? Who shall I be today, I say? A dark horse, a light cow, a doggy or a cat, a gray mouse, a blue owl, or something like that. There's so much to choose and so much to be, that's why it's fun to be anybody. Who shall I be today, this day? Who shall I be today, I say? A king or a queen or a doctor or a nurse, a streetcar conductor, a witch with a curse. There's so much to choose and so much to be, that's why it's fun to be anybody. One day I decided to be a fireman strong.
Good.
I squirted water bravely and I rang the firehouse gong. The next day it was Sunday, so I just chose to be. I thought I'd be a singer, and I sang a most gloriously. Another day I baked a pie, and another day I wrote a book. And one day I was a fisherman, and I fished without a hook.
Catch anything?
No. Someday I'll be an engineer. Someday I'll dig a moat. Someday I'll be a carpenter. Someday I'll drive a boat.
Good.
But? Who shall I be today, I say? Who shall I be this day, I say? A doctor, a lawyer, a beggar man, a thief, a rich man, a poor man, an Indian chief. There's so much to choose and so much to be, that's why it's fun to be anybody, anybody, buddy. Buddy, it sure is nice to be back, but oh, looky here.
Who are you going to be today, maybe?
I think I'll be a stone man.
How do you do, Mr. Stone Man?
How do you do?
Look at this big one.
Oh, my, isn't that pretty on the... I know who's been here. Let me look. Cindy's been here.
How did you know?
The stone told me so. If you listen to stones sometimes, they'll tell you many, many things.
How do you do, Mr. Anybody?
How do you do? Mr. Rogers, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
It's very, very stony inside. Gee, this is pretty, and you'd never know, would you?
Well, Mr. Farnham and Cindy were here.
They were?
And they showed us all about cutting the stones and tumbling them. And they've taken a lot of beautiful ones with them in the tumbler.
Then maybe if I went over to their shop, I could get some of the stones from them, and then I could go to the neighborhood of make-believe, because that's where I really want to get to.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'd be anxious to see you, but you think you'll be a stone salesman?
Yes, I think I will. I might even go and see His Majesty,
King Friday the 13th.
Bet he'd be interested. He has a new friend since you've been there, Mr. Anybody. I bet you could meet her.
Her?
Name's Sarah Saturday.
Sarah Saturday. She sounds very beautiful.
She is very beautiful and a very understanding lady.
Oh, yes, she'd have to be understanding because the king has many things to do.
And many things to understand.
Yes, he has. Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll leave this here. I'll leave you here.
Well, Mr. McFeely's going to come back for all of this equipment.
Oh, the messenger.
Right.
He's very fast, isn't
right.
he? All the time,
he's
very
speedy
fast.
To deliver.
I think I'll be speedy, too. But just a speedy stone man.
All right, we'll see you in the neighborhood of make-believe.
All right, you say have a nice trip?
Have a good day. Oh, dear. Mr. Anybody hasn't been here for such a long time, and when he comes, it's just as if he's been here for always. Mr. Anybody always. Shall we make our own telescope, the pretend kind, and look right in to see if he's in make-believe yet? I don't see him there, but I do see Daniel's clock. Ticking and talking. There's the fountain and the museum. Hey, everybody in make-believe, guess who's on his way? Oh, there's X's tree in Henrietta's house. Looks like they have notes on them. There's the factory. Hi, Corny. Mr. Anybody's on his way. There's the trolley. Trolley, trolley on the track. Please come in and take us back. Trolley, guess who was here just a second ago? Mr. Anybody, how do you know all those things? Please take us to the neighborhood of make-believe where we can see him there.
Somebody knock. Well, guess not. Well, now that was somebody knocking, wasn't it? Did you hear anybody knock? Did you? Who is it? Where is he? Over here somewhere? Are you over here somewhere? Are you Mr. Anybody?
Daniel Striped Tiger, hi.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
I'm so glad to be back,
well,
too.
Well, I missed you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you went away and I didn't see you for a long time.
Well, you know, when you love somebody a lot,
yeah,
you always try to come back to them.
Well, you did come back. I just knew you would.
Thank you.
I was working with my duster.
It's a very beautiful duster. May I use it?
Oh, certainly. Who are you today, and what are those?
That's what I am. Look, I am a jeweler. I'm like a stone salesman. I'm a stonesmith.
Oh, boy, are they ever beautiful
stones.
You
like them?
This one has stripes on it.
Yes, it does, just like you.
Oh, I have a new stripe here that's kind of itchy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, let me... How's that?
Oh, thank you. Why don't you itch it with the new stone?
Oh, say, that'd be something.
A striped stone itching a stripe.
Itching a striped tiger.
Thank you.
It's yours, you know.
Oh, thank you. I want to look real closely at it.
There.
Oh, those stripes.
You like
that? I do like it, Mr. Anybody.
It's all yours.
Oh, thanks. Did you know that Mrs. Frog has a stone collection at the museum?
Well, I think I better go over there.
Oh, I know she'd like to see yours.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Anybody, for coming back. Oh.
Anybody always comes back.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Someone ring?
I did. How do you do, Mrs. Frog?
Why, you're Mr. Anybody, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and today I'm a stone man.
Well, you look like a real man to me.
I mean that I have some very, very beautiful stones here.
Oh, lovely, lovely. May I see them?
Yes, look at them all.
Oh, don't tell me. Is that an iron pyrite?
You guessed it. You do know your stones, Mrs.
Oh,
Frog.
Oh, yes, it's such a beautiful stone, Mr. Anybody.
Would you like to have this for the museum?
Why, have it? I'd be delighted. I'd be delighted. I'll use it for my collection, Mr. Anybody.
Yes, you know, Daniel Striped Tiger told me that you have a complete collection in the museum.
Oh, I do, and I hope you'll come by someday to look at it.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
Well, good day, Mr. Anybody.
Good day.
I must go polish my stones now.
All right. Good day. Bye-bye. See you soon.
Thank Bye-bye. You very much.
Mrs. Frog always takes care of that museum. Have you been to the museum lately? It's a fine place to go to, you know. Well, wait till X and Henrietta see me. There's a sign on the door. O-N. That's on. A-A-P-I-C-N-I-C. Picnic. That's a funny word, and it's a fun thing to go on, too. Well, maybe I could see Henrietta anyway. Oh, now look at that. It's another sign. Well, you read this one this time. That's right, on a picnic. Well, there's only one thing to do. Maybe this one for Henrietta. It's a surprise. And for X, this pretty one here. Let's phone the king, shall we? It's been a long time since I've been to the castle. Miss Polificat, please. Thank you very much. It is Mr. Anybody. Yes, today I'm a stone salesman, a stonesmith. Yes, and I was wondering if possibly the king might be interested in seeing me. I've been away for such a long time, and I think he'll be interested in the stones. 4.5 seconds? Thank you, Miss Polificat. Goodbye. Is that a brand new factory? Oh, my.
Oh, I can hardly wait to meet him.
Yes, it's a fine... Oh, here he is now. Mr. Anybody, I presume?
As usual, you are always right, sire.
Sarah Saturday, may I present Mr. Anybody?
Oh, I'm delighted, sir.
The pleasure is all mine, Miss Saturday.
I hear that you are a stonesmith today, Mr. Anybody.
Nobody keeps any secrets from you, do they, sire?
I know all.
Yes, you do.
May I see your stone?
Oh, yes, sire, you may.
Oh, lovely. Sarah Saturday, you may have your choice. There seems to be a large one and a small one.
Oh, how kind of you. You mean I may choose which one I like?
Exactly. I'm a generous king, you know.
Always, sire, yes. You're known for that, sire.
Oh, I think I'd like to have the small one, Mr. Anybody.
The small one?
Are you sure that you don't want the large one, Sarah Saturday?
Oh, yes, King Friday. I just love small things.
Well, then I'll have the large one for myself.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
You think so?
Of course. Don't you think so, Mr. Anybody?
Oh, yes, yes. I think that's a very royal idea, Miss Saturday, Miss Sarah Saturday. I think the king should have the large one.
Oh, thank you. I think so, too.
May I make these into rings for you?
I think that would be just superb. I suggest that you mount them somewhat similarly, Mr. Anybody.
Similarly?
Why, that means the same.
Oh, how kind of you, King Friday.
Yes.
I'd be truly honored to have a same kind of a ring as a king.
Yes.
Same kind of a ring as a king.
Exactly.
It'll be a kingly ring.
Yes. You see, Sarah Saturday has come here for a longer stay than usual this time, Mr. Anybody.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm pleased to say that I'm going to be in the neighborhood for a while myself.
Oh, that's lovely. We'll be seeing you soon again then, too.
Miss Saturday.
It does look good on your hand, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, I like it very much.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I like. Quick service.
Your Highness.
Quick service from you, Mr. Anybody.
Are you sure that that's the one you like?
I do, if you like the small one.
Oh, yes, I like what is small. I like things very much that are small.
End of conversation, then, Mr. Anybody.
Sire.
You may take your leave. Go with royal thanks.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Anybody.
Thank you for letting me make it a happy day.
Oh, you certainly have. Come on, King Friday.
It's after you, sir.
Mr. Anybody said, hello, Trolley. Did you see him? Oh, he's glad to be back in make-believe, and aren't they glad to have him? Precious things often come in very small parcels. Mm-hmm. You're somebody very precious, and when you came into the world, you were just a tiny baby. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the smallest is best, you know. Sometimes the smallest is best. Let's go see if Mr. McFeely has cleaned the kitchen and taken the Farnham's things back to them. Speedy delivery. That's Mr. McFeely. And speedy... Oh. This looks like that Sydney part, doesn't it? Let's take it back to the Farnham's.
Yeah. Got to go off right now. But you know when we'll be together.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is right. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You know how you make it a special day for me, don't you? Just by being yourself. Yeah. There's only one person in the whole world like you. Just what we've been saying. Every stone on the beach and in the woods, each one's different. You're different from anybody else, and I like you very much. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.